I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. WKU history professor John Harden will appear on NBC television tonight in a program called Who Do You Think You Are? The program will trace the family history of former Pittsburgh Steeler running back Jerome Bettis, whose great-great-grandfather survived slavery in Callaway County, Kentucky. Dan Modlin speaks with Dr. Harden.
Well, Dr. Harden, of course, you specialize in the study of African-American history here at WKU, and your co-editor of the Kentucky African-American Encyclopedia Project. Was the history of Jerome Bettis' family fairly typical of those who had survived slavery?
In many ways, the Jerome Bettis story of his ancestors was not unusual in the sense of people being owned and then sold and kept and moved around and families. So in some ways, it was sort of typical of how an enslaved person will come out of his situation and go through this process of being owned and sold and moved around among family members. But there seemed to be something unusual. There's some missing pieces in terms of understanding about African Americans, particularly during the slave period. The only way we can know that is if there are other documents that would reveal, was he part of their family? Was he someone that they wanted to hold on to because of his relationship with that family? And to a certain degree, the story isn't unusual, but what is unusual is that experience there in Callaway County enabled his ancestor, and you have to see the program to see the Bogards and all of that, and that's the name that will come out. You're going to see that his offspring would eventually go forth in different directions, become very successful, despite everything, despite slavery. It's not because of slavery. There is a sense of some people would write and say, well, slavery wasn't all that bad. Yes, there were some bad things, but generally African Americans came out pretty good, and I would disagree with that. They became successful and productive despite the system, and they used that negative atmosphere of slavery to become productive contributors to the American society. And Jerome Bettis is one of those that prospered because his predecessors decided to go north. I believe he's a native of Detroit, completed his degree at Notre Dame, went on to become a standout player with the Pittsburgh Steelers, has a Super Bowl ring. So again, and of course, he for a while did color commentary on the football broadcast for the NFL. So his story is in some ways an American story of how you can come through the most difficult of times, all of his family, and to become prosperous and successful. And it's not without challenges. I would say that most African Americans, with few exceptions, with very few, it's been the case of trying to overcome obstacles based upon how you look and your economic status and social status.
I think a lot of people in our audience remember Jerome Bettis from his days at Notre Dame and in the NFL, and I believe he's also a successful businessman at this point.
Jerome Bettis, I found him to be a professional athlete, but also a very nice person. Athletes and celebrities, you tend to run sometimes into sort of what I call controversial personalities, but he's very down to earth, very human, a nice guy.
And I understand you haven't seen the finished production, but the NBC program on Who Do You Think You Are will run tonight.
8 Eastern and 7 Central, and it's on NBC, the NBC channels, or if you're on satellite, the NBC feed. And it's called Who Do You Think You Are? And it's part of an ongoing series. And again, I'm not sure how long my part of it is. I have a small part, and there are others speaking. So it's not like I'm one of the featured speakers. I am just one small part. The featured person is Jerome Bettis, and I'm just one of the historians and other contributors.
But it should be exciting to see how it turns out.
I hope so, too.
WKU history professor Dr. John Harden will appear in the NBC television series Who Do You Think You Are? Tonight at 7 Central, 8 Eastern Time. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.